It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Continue our look at the weekend for Penn State football. A couple big events here. One was Lift for Life. The other is ongoing. It's the opening happening down in Dallas. So we've got some updates and things coming from there. Obviously, Penn State getting a commitment down at the opening from Lance Dixon, a four-star safety linebacker from the state of Michigan, ranked number 72 overall by 24/7 Sports, the number five outside linebacker in the country. He's a talented kid. I wanted to circle back to Lift for Life. We discussed a little bit Penn State's freshman class and how impressive they are from a pure talent perspective, how ready they seem to be, and just inordinately ready for college football, it seems, from a physical standpoint. The two guys that Dwight Gault, Penn State strength coach, really discussed a little bit more at length, and for good reason. Justin Shorter, 6'4", 226, and really just seems like work ethic and attitude are exactly what Penn State thought they would be for him. Because when you hear Dwight Gault say the phrase, Justin is Justin, like he's established a standard for himself physically and I think from an attitude perspective that Penn State just comes to expect really excellent things from him. And that's a really good jumping point considering he's only been on campus for a couple weeks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. When you talk about these guys, it can sometimes be hard for Dwight Gault to really give a good opinion because he knows these kids, no question. Him and his staff have been, you know, giving them some tips and pointers, also no question. But the flip side of that is they haven't been on campus for all that long. So it's hard for them to really get a good read. Penn State will take a little bit of a breather here during the 4th of July week and then get back after it the following week. So I think you'll really see some of the young guys make some big strides during that period in time. On Saturday, they did a tug of war, but mostly spent their time at the kids event. So we didn't get to see them lift too much or do anything along those lines. So, you know, I think that what it comes down to is that Justin Shorter and PJ Mustafa are two highly rated kids. And when you get highly rated kids, Justin, you expect them to be able to play pretty much from day one. And if, you know, if they're not able to, that's okay. But at some point, schools around the country are getting these highly rated big time recruits and they're playing from the jump. So Penn State needs to get itself into that boat as well. It looks like they have a handful of guys in this class, though, that'll let them do just that.
Well, PJ Mustafa has been a topic on this show for a while and just wondering what kind of impact he could or would make as a freshman. And 6'4", 305, I think Dwight Gault said, yeah, that kind of speaks for itself. He mentioned the word leadership in that class and that his physical skills just weren't really a match for how he was, how much he wanted it, and his attitude. So to get confirmation on that, I always like hearing Dwight Gault because he speaks his mind.
Yes.
You know, and I think he's got a lot of positive stuff to say about kids, but he's never really blowing smoke. Like, I can't think back to a time where he's spoken really positively about somebody and then seen something and been like, okay, he was a little over the top.
Right.
He speaks it. He's honest. And to hear him say that about PJ Mustafa, I think Penn State fans should be pretty excited about that because if you're looking at the defensive tackle rotation, fourth, fifth, sixth, those spots down the line, he can really jump into one of those spots. And I don't think it would be a waste to have him do that when he's as physically and emotionally and from a maturity perspective ready.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, again, if you don't need a whole bunch of snaps out of him, but imagine getting five or six incredibly disruptive snaps against maybe a tired offensive line, a game out of him. And if you get more, great. If you get a little bit less, also fine. But to me, if you can get a nice little chunk of game reps out of him, get his feet wet, and then maybe his role expands as the season goes on. I mean, there's a reason he was a two-time state wrestling champ. There's a reason he was ranked among the best players and defensive linemen in the country as a recruit. He's a guy that, you know, can really, really get after it and make things happen. So you look at the overall group. I mean, let's be honest. Penn State has some question marks at that spot going into camp. There's no doubt, and he may be able to answer some of them.
Yeah, I think that's and certainly moving forward, kind of like how we talked about linebackers, defensive tackles, where they're in this spot where these the fruits of their recruiting efforts just haven't quite been there. In 2018, you'll start to see it a little bit. But looking ahead, PJ Mustipher is a really promising player for the longer term, too. Another topic of interest was Miles Sanders there, and it just seems like everybody's ready for him to have his coming out.
Including party. Miles, yeah.
Including Miles, yeah. So everybody seems to think it. I don't think anybody's really concerned about that, but they just haven't seen it from Miles yet. And I think the early first impression of Miles was, you know, you put the ball on the turf a little bit, and there's this kind of lingering, I don't want to use the word disappointment, but there were high expectations when you burn his red shirt as a freshman.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people haven't quite gotten over that yet.
Well, no question. And I mean, look, I think that we've talked about this before, that he would have been the absolute perfect candidate for this new 4-game redshirt rule where you can play up to 4 times and still be considered a redshirt player because, yeah, his freshman year, his true freshman year, just didn't go as planned, guys. And I think that really what it comes down to is that they put him in a spot where they thought he could be more impactful as a kickoff returner, not so much. And then he couldn't hold on to the football, so he couldn't be used as a guy to spell Saquon Barkley. Well, if you're a running back, what else are you going to do? I mean, how else are they going to use you? So it was disappointing. I thought the Fiesta Bowl was his best effort, but he's a quietly funny kid. He reminds me of Ricky Ronnie in that regard. Very dry humor. You know, if you ask him a dumb question, he'll kind of look at you and give a dumb answer. Not dumb, but you know what I mean. I mean, he plays the game well, yes, and he was enjoyable to talk to on Saturday at Live for Life. So I think the fans are going to like him. His talent speaks for itself. I mean, we've seen him be able to do just about everything that he's asked to do on the field. Now it's a matter of putting it all together in a more expanded role.
A lot of people think he's going to do it, and he's going to do it well early in the 2018 season. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State football, some news from the past few days. We'll touch on the opening in just a moment. I just wanted to talk about Nana Asidu a little bit. I know the guys late last week talked about this, but how the circumstances, it's mostly bitter, but there's a bittersweet component to it because Penn State, however you go about diagnosing this heart condition, they did it before it was too late. And
right.
We just saw within a few weeks what could happen if it goes undiagnosed. And it's one of those great big threats that's out there in football. You know, during the NFL draft, Maurice Hurst had a heart condition diagnosed, and he ultimately was cleared to play by the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders selected him in the draft, and they may have gotten a bargain, but it's a dangerous thing. And I know it's a big initiative for high school athletes now to have these heart checks done. Penn State did it, and I'm looking forward to talking to Joe Mangiano, his high school coach, to hear more about how they went about doing it. He's going to remain on scholarship, a medical exemption, right? So you're not going to have him count towards the 85.
Correct.
But Penn State will still be able to continue paying for his school, which is
– and his medical stuff, which is big too.
Which is it's a promise fulfilled by Penn State and James Franklin, and they followed through with it. So, yeah, it's just – it's disappointing from a football standpoint because you look at this kid – and you think that he had the opportunity to play in the NFL if things developed how you thought they would. But they catch it. He stays healthy. He is able to go through school with some perspective, and that's that.
Yeah, so it really is a shame. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, Dustin, the story, he's able to share his story, which is significant compared to the fact that someone else shares the story of him falling over on the field, which unfortunately is how so many of these stories end. Like, someone has no idea they have a heart condition that could cause sudden death, and they don't find out about it until it causes sudden death. And in this case, I mean, obviously, it's a miracle that it was caught ahead of time and he can now be treated. It's, you know, an incredible shame that a very promising football career is over, but guess what? As a lot of these guys always say, football is not going to carry you through your entire life. So he's a smart kid. He'll be fine off the field, and he'll find a way to help Penn State on it. They're still trying to figure out what exactly that'll be, but obviously time will tell what kind of role he can play.
He'll be around, and he'll be easy to notice. He's the guy who's 6'7", 295 pounds.
Yeah, so you can't miss him. I mean, it's impossible to miss him, that's for sure. And, man, he looks great. It's just goes to show you, you just never know. You just never know what's going on. You never know when something's going to stop you in your tracks because, I mean, physically, it looks like he could play tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple decisions from recruits coming.
Well, one just came in, so if I can cut you off.
Go ahead.
David Ahabo, the 4-star defensive end, commits to Michigan. So
yeah, not a surprise. All the recent information seemed to trend in that direction, and Penn State would have loved to have him. Really, from Blair Academy, was getting a lot of comparisons to Jason Owe.
I think that's why they didn't get him, though.
I think that's exactly why. I think you wanted to kind of set his own tracks, his own footsteps. It hurts a little bit, I guess, but Penn State's got a lot of players on the board, and they're going to be able to get a lot of their targets. So it's good that we got that now, but he was headed towards Michigan anyway. John Dunmore, Wednesday decision. It seems like Penn State is trending in the right direction here, and it's a really good player, too. I have to talk myself – John Metchie and John Dunmore.
I get them confused,
I have to focus on not getting them confused.
Especially because Metchie said he's going to announce pretty soon, too. I mean, he hasn't put a date on it, but he claims his recruitment's about to end. And as it relates to Dunmore, the question you have to ask yourself is the one that SB Nation's Bud Elliott asked, which is he committing to Penn State to hold a spot until Florida State is willing to accept his commitment? I mean, that's essentially the concern right now for the Nittany Lions, that this guy maybe is a little bit down the pecking board for Florida State, but if it was to lose out on a guy higher than him, that they'll come at Dunmore full speed. The question Penn State's going to have to ask itself is do we trust this guy if he's going to commit to us and give his word to not go look around then later on down the road? That's the question Penn State's going to have to figure out, but the Lions do appear to be in the driver's seat for him. Four-star out of Florida, visited during the spring, and a really good player that Jay wants. Sider's been recruiting a long time, and you'd love to get a guy like this.
That relationship could maybe help Penn State hold on, but there are some red flags there coming to the finish line. Just kind of like that Jared Wangler situation we talked about in the previous segment, where the school that they really want comes along late. Doesn't matter if they're a second priority or not. That's the school that they wanted all along. Another little thing from the 19 class, not anywhere close to a decision, but we have to talk about Zach Harrison because Penn State's one of his unofficial final three, Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State. He's from Ohio. It's hard to imagine, especially reading some of his comments about Ohio State, it's hard to imagine him not going to Ohio State, but Penn State remains in the mix. Not a whole lot has happened so far at the opening. So far in Dallas, the schedule hasn't really heated up yet. But one thing that did happen was he runs a 4.47 in the 40-yard dash at 6'5", 6'6", 250 pounds.
I do that too. I'm not sure why you're so impressed.
I'm pushing 230, but nobody's talking about my physique.
I saw that the other day, and I was just blown away. I mean, this guy is just – I mean, you talk about an absolute freak. What – whoever gets this guy, if he doesn't pan out, then I don't want to watch football anymore. I mean, he has all the makings to be a first-round pick as a sophomore. He is just an outstanding, outstanding player.
He's a rare talent. Again, Penn State is in the mix here. They're going to have to work really hard to get it. He likes Penn State, but the fact remains he's got a good sort of dream school right in his backyard. Ohio State's still the favorite. Worth watching, if anything, to have that jaw-dropping moment. All right, we're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Joe Mangiano, Nana Asidu's high school coach, is joining us in just a minute to discuss what happened with Nana and maybe get into some of the prospects coming from North Stafford. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.